Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording when driving a car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. On this recording, you will be making a commitment to be smoke-free. Listen to this recording in the evening and continue with the velvety breathing every morning for the next week. So if you're ready, settle back and we'll begin. Take a nice deep breath and let go of any tension, any worry or concern, and just feel yourself breathing out and letting go. In the next few moments, your body will relax so deeply that there's absolutely nothing that you have to do, nothing you have to figure out, nowhere that you have to be, and nothing to do but just relax. So focus on your breathing right now. Notice how soft and gentle your breathing can become, almost as if it's like velvet. Notice your breathing becoming so velvety soft that it actually begins to feel like velvet, so that every breath in and every breath out is bringing that soft velvet into your body, into your lungs, and beginning to spread throughout your body, relaxing every part of your body that it touches. And notice the color of the velvet, the most beautiful, softest color you've ever experienced, the most relaxing color that you can imagine. And breathe into that softness of the velvet and the color of the velvet flowing in and then out of your body, perfectly relaxing. Now notice the sound of the velvet as you breathe. Beautiful velvety sound, the softest sound, perhaps a hum or a vibration going through your body, releasing tension, releasing any tightness. Feel that velvety softness, the color, and now the sound moving through your body, reaching all the way down into your arms, as your arms become heavy, loose, and limp. Breathing it into your legs, as your legs become so relaxed, heavy, heavy, heavy and relaxed. And then breathing that velvety softness up into your head, clearing your head, freeing your mind to relax and let go. Now I'd like you to imagine something even more unusual. Allow your palms to just relax and open up. And imagine that from your palms or your fingertips that you could actually breathe in, that there's actually an opening somewhere on your palms or your fingers where you can breathe in, as if the air would come in when you inhale through your hands or your fingers. And then notice that at first you feel a little tingle, perhaps a warmth as you begin to feel that air, almost as if it really is coming in through your hands or your fingertips, moving up through your arms, into your elbows, all the way up through your shoulders and into your neck. And then that breath moves down through your body, down through your spine, your chest, down through your belly and all the way out through your legs as it exits out of the bottom of your feet. So that every breath you breathe now comes in through your hands and your fingers. And it feels like a wonderful sweeping movement that moves all the way down through your body and out through the bottoms of your feet, finding any tension or tightness along the way and sweeping it out of the body, sweeping it out. So now every breath is coming through those hands, sweeping through the body and all the way out. All the way out and down through the bottom of those feet, taking with it any tension, any discomfort, any worries or anxiety. Feel that wonderful flow of air, smoothly moving that velvety softness through the body. And every breath that comes in through those hands relaxes you deeper. You begin to feel it more and more with every breath. You feel that wonderful soft flow of air, so real now, those hands breathing in. It relaxes, changes your reality, and allows your mind to learn something new, to invent a way of breathing that you may never have imagined possible. You are so relaxed. And now, as I count from 10 down to 1, let your mind relax as deeply as your body. With each number, allow yourself to go into a wonderfully blissful state of trance. With each number, you feel yourself letting go. And just notice the way your mind relaxes. You continue to breathe through your hands, sweeping it out through the feet. In this session, your mind will go into a state of hypnosis, as deep as is necessary to accomplish what you want. You can trust your mind to find that level of trance that is absolutely the perfect level of trance for you to accomplish what you want today. 10. Deeper relax now. 9. Floating and sinking down. 8. Deeper relaxed. Just let go. 7. Six. Peaceful. Sinking deeper into trance with every number. 5. And now on the remaining numbers, on each one let your mind go twice as deep into trance, going into a wonderful state of hypnosis. 4. Deeper relax now. 3. Deeper relaxed. 2. Deeper relaxed. And 1. Just let go. Just let go. Sink, float down, letting go. Breathing beautifully. Nothing you have to do. Nowhere that you have to be. Absolutely nobody wanting anything from you. and outside noises will not bother you at all. In fact, they will help you go even deeper. And it's so good to just let go. And now go back to your velvety breathing in your hands. Notice the air coming in through your hands and your fingertips. Notice the beautiful flow of air and the way that it's affecting your body. The way that your legs almost seem too heavy to lift. The way that your arms and hands have become so wonderfully relaxed, so heavy that your mind doesn't even need to pay attention to them anymore. Allow your mind to become so focused on my words as my words relax you deeper, as all the sounds around you relax you deeper, and your mind focuses on my voice and on every word, and you trust your subconscious mind to know just what to do with every word, with every thought, and to do this in a way that is for your benefit and for your good. That's right. Deeper relax now. Deeper relaxed. Let your body become so light that it feels as if your arms are becoming so light and tingly that they almost want to float. Your legs becoming lighter so that every breath begins to lift you up. And imagine that you can actually float right out of the place you're in. Float and drift. Float and drift. Easy. And just float for a while in the velvety darkness, through the colors, through the twinkles of light. And there in the distance, there is a place you feel drawn to. You can see it down below, drawing you closer and closer. Let yourself just go down, drift down gently, slowly down. Beautiful meadow, drifting down, down. Let your feet touch down now in that beautiful meadow. Feel the ground underneath your feet and notice all the beautiful colors. The temperature is just right. Everything here feels right. This is a place for you to learn. You can see in the distance the tall, strong trees. The way the breeze is so perfect against your skin. The colours brighter, more clear here. This is a place where you learn. Follow the path. Feel your feet on the path and even hear your footsteps as you walk along that path. And notice that this path is a path of your life. Every step that you take right now, you're taking a step into your future. Every step that you take is a minute or a day or even a week into your future. And if you'll stop for just a moment, you'll notice to look back is your past. Everything you've done and experienced, everywhere you've been, every lesson that you've learned, it's right back there on that path of your past. Now take a few more steps, and up ahead you'll notice that there's a place that the path splits, where it goes off to the left a little bit and off to the right. Go right up to the point where that fork in the path is, and when you get there, just stop for a moment. Let your mind rest. Two different paths, two possibilities, two ways that you could choose to go. If you were to choose the path to the left, life might be pretty much the same as it is. If you choose the path to the right, there could be new possibilities, better health, stronger mind, so many advantages. Now, as you stand there on those two paths, remember that you want to make a decision, a commitment to stop smoking. You want to be healthier. You want to feel really good about making that decision and doing it for all the right reasons. And you know the challenges involved, and you know that it's a decision that you wouldn't take lightly. So as you stand there at those two paths, you'll give your inner mind some very helpful wisdom to make this decision in the best way possible. Step out onto the path to the left right now. Every step that you take, you get older. Days pass, weeks pass. Keep walking on that path to the left. On this path, you're still smoking, you're still struggling, you're still fighting with yourself over why you can't stop. And as you age, months pass, and even a few years pass, notice that your body is getting tired. It just can't take the chemicals and the toxins anymore. And emotionally, notice how you feel about still being a smoker. On this path to the left, there are people there that you love. Members of your family, friends, they're all there. And they love you and they support you in your decisions. However, you can see the disappointment in their faces that you're still smoking, that your life is beginning to deteriorate. You can go further on that path. It's not very long, but just notice how your body feels and notice how disappointed you are that you never quite made that decision in the right way. Now float up out of that path. Float right up above it. Float up right above that path and look at that path from above. Notice everything you need to know about the choice that you can make for your future to stay on that path and always struggle, always wonder if you'll ever have what it takes, always being disappointed. Now float all the way back above that path, float all the way back to the point where those two paths split, and let yourself float back down. Let your feet touch down at the point where those two paths split, and then notice the path to the right. This path to the right, that is a path of a different choice, a new decision, and if you choose the path to the right, you will notice that you are absolutely free, that you choose to be a non-smoker, you choose to be healthy, but even more than that, it's simply the freedom you have in your thoughts, the freedom to be healthy, emotional clarity, and something else that maybe you didn't think about. Take a step out on the path to the right and feel an instant sense of freedom, of lightness. It takes commitment to be a non-smoker. Just feel what it's like right now if you were to make that decision. Notice what it would be like. And the further you go on that path, the healthier you become, the stronger your body is. Notice your breathing improves within days and weeks. Go even further, months out onto that path, and notice how much more energetic your body is, how much clearer your mind is. And notice how you've left the fear behind, that you now feel confident about your health, and the people you love are there, and they're very, very happy, very pleased that you're going to be with them for as long as you can. And the older you get, the healthier you get. Your skin is wonderfully vibrant. Your eyes sparkle. And something that you may not have noticed about yourself is what it feels like now to realize that you have what it takes to be a non-smoker. Notice what that's like to know that you have what it takes to be a non-smoker. No more judgment, no more disappointment. The freedom that is so amazing that it practically lifts you up, freeing you to think your own thoughts, to make your own decisions. Now notice something else about being a non-smoker that maybe you didn't count on. Maybe you didn't know was going to be a benefit. Something you can discover on this path. And now float up above that path. Float up. Float up and look at that path from above and begin floating back, back, back in the direction towards the place where the two paths split. Look at that path from every angle, every direction, and float all the way back until you're right there, floating above the point where those two paths split. Let your body slowly, gently float down until your feet are touching down right there in that spot, right there in that spot where you have those two paths in front of you. And you know what your future looks like. And you know that the choice that you make at this moment is a choice that you'll make that will result in you being healthier, happier, having absolute freedom of your thoughts, or a choice you'll make to feel disappointed, heavy, sick, tired. Just look at those two paths and realize that you have a choice, and you have a choice of deciding how you're going to experience being a non-smoker. You get to choose if it's going to be easy or difficult. You get to choose if you're going to speak to yourself in a positive way, to allow your body to respond to health and strength and integrity. You have that choice. So as you look at those two paths, reach inside of yourself to your personal place of truth, to the place where you make the decisions that really matter, to the place where you go with absolute integrity. Find that place in you right now. And if you think this decision, this one step onto the path, will be an easy one, perhaps you'd better look a little deeper. Because this one requires everything that you have in your place of truth. And notice if there's anything at all that's stopping you, anything at all that's in your way. Allow your mind to prepare and just imagine right now that somewhere in your brain and in your body there is a switch that turns off the desire for tobacco, that turns off any addictive qualities of tobacco or nicotine, that turns off the psychological addiction. Find the one master switch that is for cigarettes or tobacco. Find that in your brain. Notice the position of it and how it turns off. If it's a lever or a switch. Because the moment you make the decision, when you take that one step, The switch will be turned off for good. You'll never have to think about cigarettes again. You'll never have to worry or wonder or be fearful. You will know that the moment you turned that off, that everything fell into place. Now be ready. When I count to three, you can take that step and take your freedom. One, two, three. Step out. Make that decision. The switch is turned off. Step into your future and feel how light, how wonderful, how absolutely freeing it is to know that you will never have to give it another thought. You are healthy. You're strong. You are a non-smoker. Step out day by day, week by week, allowing your mind and body to get used to this. It's so easy for you now. You are a non-smoker. Go further on the path, a few years out into your future, and notice how strong you are, how much your health has improved, and how grateful you are that you made that decision long ago, that you have added not only years to your life, but freedom to your thoughts. Now keep going a little bit further. As you get older, notice the people that are there in your life, the people that really matter. Notice how good it is to become older and be healthy. Notice if there's new members of your family, perhaps children or grandchildren, and they're so happy that you are around because you made a decision. Notice the things that are happening that you are allowed to enjoy because of a decision you made. How good it is to be strong and healthy, so vibrantly alive, you bless the day that you chose to become a non-smoker. And you realize the freedom you have now, the freedom to grow old in a way that is healthy and strong, to have fun. You absolutely bless that day. And you are so grateful that you made that decision. And you knew the moment that you made that decision, years and years and years ago, that it was one of the most important things you'd ever done. And now in these years of your life, you really understand why. Now float even further down the path, far, far, far at the end of the path. There is an older version of you, an old man or an old woman, sitting in a rocking chair at the very end of the path. You can see the wisdom in their eyes, and you can see the soul of all of life's lessons, all of life's learnings. Go right up there to that older version of you. There is a message that he or she has for you, words to share. After such a long and wonderful life, there is something that you should know. So go right up there now and listen. And thank him or her for guiding you, for giving you that information. And now you can see that older version of you has a gift in his or her hands, something that he's holding on to. Now reach out and receive that gift. Hold it tight in your hands. And in whatever way feels appropriate, thank that wise version of yourself. And just float up and out of there with that gift in your hands. And as you float and you fly so free, notice what it is that you were given. Notice the meaning that the gift has for you now, and perhaps there is more meaning that will come to you. You are now a non-smoker. It is easy to be a non-smoker. It is important to be a non-smoker. You honor your commitment and you keep your commitment because you are a non-smoker. You love your body, you love your health, and you love your freedom. Tonight as you sleep, you'll sleep very deeply, very comfortably, and you'll allow your mind to make these changes on every level that will allow you to be a non-smoker easily, naturally, and peacefully. Tonight, as you sleep, you allow your subconscious mind to make these changes on every level that would allow you to be a non-smoker easily, peacefully, and naturally. Now, in a moment, I want you to bring your awareness back into the room. As I count from 1 to 5, allow all the energy to come back into your body, and when I get to 5, you'll feel very clear-headed, very wide awake and refreshed. 1, bringing energy back into your arms and legs. Feel it coming back now. 2, bring that energy all the way up into your body. 3, your body is balanced and at peace. 4, your eyes will feel cool and refreshed. And 5, wide awake, clear-headed and refreshed. Well done.